Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called When AI Gets It Wrong, Building Accountability into Automated Decisions by Brett Allegre Wood.
And this is a topic I think a lot of business owners skip past. You get excited about what AI can do, and the question of what happens when it makes a mistake gets left until something actually goes wrong.
Brett's argument is essentially this: stop chasing perfection. You're not going to get a perfect system. The smarter goal is a system that fails safely and tells you when it has.
Which is a genuinely different frame, because the question isn't really, can I trust the AI? It's, do I have something in place that catches it when it's wrong?
Right. And he uses an analogy I thought was sharp. He compares AI to a new hire in their first month. You wouldn't hand a new team member the company checkbook on day one. You give them real work, check their output, and widen their remit as trust builds.
And AI is exactly like that, isn't it? Fast, tireless, often genuinely good at what it does, and still capable of doing something completely daft with total confidence.
With total confidence. That's the bit that catches people out. It doesn't hedge. So Brett says, before you automate anything, you need to answer three questions. Who owns this decision? How do we know if it went wrong? And how do we put it right?
Three questions? That's actually manageable.
He gives some examples of where automated decisions actually go wrong. Not dramatic failures, just the annoying, everyday ones. An AI sorting inbound emails files an urgent complaint as routine because the customer was unusually polite.
Oh, that one is so plausible. A polite customer effectively gets deprioritized by the system.
A pricing tool quotes off old supplier data and undercuts your margin. A follow-up agent emails a client who canceled last week because nobody told it the deal was dead.
That last one, how many times does it go out before anyone notices? With a person, you can have a word. With an automated system, the damage is already done.
Which is exactly the point. And he says the pattern is consistent. AI is strong on volume and repetition, weak on context it was never given. The rule of thumb is, the more unusual, expensive, or irreversible the decision, the more a human needs to be standing next to it.
Okay, so how do you actually sort out what the AI handles alone and what goes to a person?
He suggests two questions. How bad is it if this goes wrong? And how hard is it to undo? If both answers are not very bad, the AI can run with it. If either answer is pretty bad or hard to fix, a human approves it first.
So, drafting a first-pass email reply, AI does it, someone glances before it sends. Issuing a refund or changing a price, AI prepares it, and a person says yes or no.
That's it. The machine does the legwork, surfaces the decision, shows its reasoning, the human makes the call that carries real risk. AI is there to augment the team, not run the place. You get most of the speed with almost none of the exposure.
And for people worried that adding human review just defeats the whole point of automation?
Brett addresses that directly. You don't review everything. You review the risky slice.
So what does that look like in practice?
Three moves. First, an approval gate on decisions that matter, so customer messages and financial actions wait for a human nod. Second, confidence flags, so when the AI is unsure, it says so and routes that item to a person instead of guessing. Third, a weekly spot check where someone reviews a handful of automated decisions to see if quality is holding.
So the AI handles the bulk untouched, and your team's attention goes where it actually earns its keep.
And there's a fourth piece he mentions that I think is underrated. Give people an easy way to flag a bad call. One click. When a staff member can tag, the AI got this wrong in a second, those reports pile up into a clear picture of what to fix, and the system gets sharper every week.
So the staff become the people who improve it. That flips the whole dynamic, doesn't it? Instead of automation being something imposed on them, they're actively shaping how well it works.
Which connects straight to his point on accountability. He's very clear. When the AI gets it wrong, you are accountable. And so is whoever owns that process. The machine is a tool. The system did it is not an answer your customer will accept.
Or a regulator, or a court. He flags all of those.
Every automated process should have a named owner responsible for its decisions, the same way a department head owns their team's output. That owner needs a record of what the AI decided and why, a clear escalation route, and the authority to pause or change the automation when it misbehaves.
Without those three things, ownership is just a name on a chart.
Exactly. But he also makes the point that the businesses that accept accountability openly are the ones customers end up trusting most. People forgive a mistake far more readily than they forgive feeling fobbed off by a machine.
And if someone wants to speak to a person, the route should always be short. Trapping someone in an automated loop with no exit is the fastest way to lose trust.
Always. Right, so one thing to act on this week?
For me, it's the approval gate. If you've got anything automated that touches customers or money, put one human check on the output before it goes. That single habit, Brett says, prevents most of the "how did that happen" moments.
Mine is the three questions. Pick one automated process you have or are considering and ask, who owns it, how do you know if it went wrong, and how do you fix it? If you can't answer all three, it's not ready to switch on.
The full article is at anaboo.ai. Well worth reading because there's more in there than we've had time to cover.
And if you want someone to walk through your actual processes, point out the safe wins, and show you where to build the guardrails first, you can book a free AI audit with Anaboo there as well. No jargon, no pressure, just a clear look at what's worth doing.
See you next time.